On the Gemara on Yutes and Manalev. Seder Taniyot Sha'elu Ha'omer B'Raviyah Rishona. So the Mishnah starts off that the Taniyos that you do, 3, 3, and 7, those are only if it didn't rain by the first time for rains. Ramini, Raviyah Rishona, Ushniyah Lisho, the first time for rain, and the second time are just to ask for rain. Only if the all three times of rain passed by and didn't rain, Shlishis Lisanos, that's when you start fasting. Here it's Mashmi, start fasting after the first time passes. Samara says, Hachikoma. Omer of Yehuda, Hachikoma. Seder Taniyos HaOmer. The Seder Taniyos that we learned in the first parak, that Amosai, when is that? Bisman Sheyotza, Revir Rishon, no Shneu Shlishis. Doesn't mean Revir Rishon, means concerning the times of rain, which start with the first one. If the second and third also passed, the low yardu gishom, it didn't rain, aval yardu gishom bivriyo shom, but if it did rain in the first time, the zaru velo tzomchu, and they planted and it didn't grow. Inam itzomchu v'chazur v'nishtamu, or it grew and there were changes, either the wrong things grew, or it got dried out or whatever. Masrin aleh miyad. Then you don't wait these three and seven, you immediately make the most serious taniyos. Omer of Nachman, Dafka Nishtanu. It's only if the mamish changed the tvua. Aval Yog Shulo. But if it just dried out, not. Omer says Pshita Nishtanu Snan. Says the Maaseh that they changed. They grew differently. Mashmah drying out is not enough a reason to fast. Omer says Lotzricha De Akum. But after they dried, they started to grow a little bit more. Mal de seima, kanto milsahi, kamash malon. Rashi has two pshatim, which we'll see the Rashi. What was the havamina and what's the maskon over here? And why don't you fast for akum? Rashi, revir ishonu shnil lishov, shafapi shalo yodu gishomim, lo berishonu velo bishniya, lo hayu mesan. Even though the rains didn't come in the first time for rain or the second time, they still didn't fast. El shoalim, you only ask for rain. The kasha masnisim diktoni seder taniyos elu ha'omer b'raviyah rishona u'braisa hadodi. Here it says that the taniyos are if it doesn't rain the first time of rain. Hachi komer go raviyah rishona shniyo shlishis the kule yore korile raviyah kasha mati. All the yoros, the early one, the later one, are called raviyah. And therefore, what's it called? It doesn't mean that when the first earliest time for rains pass, you start fasting. It means all the times for rain. That first time for rain, all of the times pass, the early, the middle, and the late, then you start fasting. Davke nishtanu, dechi nishtanu, vadehu de masriyim miyad. Tzorech lispal sheyazur biyofi kitikuna. If they change color, right, then immediately you start fasting because you need rachamim to get it to change back to be healthy. Aval yavshu, but if it just dried out, lo tzorich. You don't need to daven so much. Demikan ve'elich lo yoil. Right, v'hu tzvila shav. So here Rashi learns that if it dried out, it's not going to help to get back. It's finished. You don't daven for something that you need a nace to change back. And the derech ateva, once it's dried, it's never going to get better, and therefore there's no purpose to daven. Afilu yovshuk sheichitim adayim dakin, afilu hachi lo masriyim. And even if they dried out when they were not yet ripe and developed, there's nothing to daven for. There's nothing that's going to help. It's finished. The problem is God. Hachi garsinim pshita, right? Yovshu shanu. Tnan lo tzricha de akum. Mal de same. Rashi says de akum she'olo bekona she'niskinu ma'at lachash nesyabshu. They continued growing a little bit after they dried out. So I might think that now they're salvageable. Now the davening will help, and they could get back to be fresh. Kamash malon. No, that doesn't mean anything. Grew a little bit, still not going to get back to being fresh. Mal the same akanta milsahi the hoil v'niskinu ma'at imispal mo'olohem. Now I might think the davening will help, right? Kamash malon, it won't help. Rav Nachman the ak no lab milsa. That's one way of learning. That once it dries out, it's worse than if it changed. It could change back, but if it dried out, it'll never get better, and therefore you can't daven because it's a wasted davening. tefillah shav. Loshen acher, aval yav shulod memele chosen. The other pshat is, if it dried out, you don't have to daven. You don't have to start fasting, because by nature, it'll come back. Dried out things are possible to revert and get fresh again. Lo tzricha da'akum. So what was the havamina? Right? She'olu bekona. Now the same akanta milsahi, the kivan she'olu bekona. V'adayin lo bishlu kol tzorchem. Vada ilo masriyin sulo gadli. Just the opposite. That if they started growing, in the stalk started growing, right, and they were dried out, then it wouldn't become fresh again. Right, the fact that they grew after they were dry makes it that the dryness will not come back. That's what I might think. Even though they continue growing a little bit, it's possible for them to get fresh again and to grow more. Okay, let's go on. So you immediately fast if there's a 40-day period between rains. My makas batzores. What's batzores? Batzores is when there's a food shortage. Batzores really means a drought, but it means that it's not yet a famine, just a shortage of food. Omer of Yehuda Marav, makah mevi'ali de batzores. It means a makah that will bring to batzores, to a shortage of food, even though it's not a full-fledged famine. Omer of Nachman, Nahara, Nahara, Batsurta. Right? Rashi has two pshatim here. What's Nahara, Nahara? Rashi says, B'she'ein tvua b'irachas. Yesh b'ayoros acheros. Right? If there's no, because of rain, there's no rain, there's no tvua in one city. But in other cities around have a plenty of tvua. And you can transport tvua from the nearby cities to this city. Right? So that's called a food shortage. That's not called a famine, because it's possible to get a supply of food from nearby. Derech Nahar, you can bring it through the, what's it called, by the river from the other city, the Sfina, in a boat. That's called Batsoris. Medinsa, Medinsa Kafna. But where it's, in all the places in this country don't have Tvua. You could bring it from another country, but Lamaisa, what's it called, in this country not. That's already called a famine. Batsurta batsorasi zu. The low rob. It's only a food shortage. It's not a famine. Hol v'yicholin lisa b'shvino. Since you can bring it by boat. Medinsa medinsa. Utsrichim laholich me medinu medinu al yedei chamorim. Right? But if you have to bring it from one country to another by donkey mule train, then it's a kafna. Then it's a full-fledged rob. The rob kashim batsoras. A famine is worse than a food shortage. You can't bring a lot. Right? When you can bring it across the river, you can bring a lot at a time. When you have to go by a mule train and it has to go from another country, then you can only bring a little bit. Lashon acher, another pshat, nahara, nahara, im yovish mayin zu. Etzorich lahasid mayin acher bekan. Ino milahamtin at shigdol nara cheres. V'yovokan batzorosuzet. If the tvua didn't grow because there's no irrigation, right? This river dried up. And you have to redirect another river to come here, right? Or dig another spring. So that's only a food shortage, because it's possible to fix up. It's possible to redirect another river and get water. But medinsa medinsim yovshu kol anaharos shebesocha ir utzrichim lahavi mayim meir acheres. But if all the water supplies in that city are dried up, and you have to bring it from another city completely, Kafna, that's already a famine. Rav, who's that? Takifah, it's worse than the Tzoris. Okay. The Omer Rebbe Chanina, saw b'sela u'shicha batzurta. If a saw of tvua is being sold for a sela, in other words, it's expensive, but you can find it, it's available, then that's only batzoris. That's a food shortage. Food is expensive, so it's not readily available, but it's available. That's called a batzoris. And you don't fast for a batzoris. You only fast, even though the Mishnah mentions batzoris, you only fast for a batzoris that's eventually going to lead to a famine. But a batzoris is going to stay batzoris, you don't fast for immediately. So that's why it's important to know what's a batzoris and what's a kafna is a rov. Arba besela velo shticha, but if the tvua is cheap, but it's not available, right? Cheap, but it's not available. katna. That's a famine. In other words, it depends on the availability of the tvua, not on its price. Om Rav Yochanan, lo shonar lezman shamos bezol peiros biyoker. Right, this is only where money is available and fruit is expensive. Okay? Avol mos biyoker peiros bezol. But if money, they don't have any money. Right? It's hard to come by money. People don't have money. But if they had the money, they could buy the peiros. The peiros are so cheap, that's worse. Masrin alei miyad. You fast immediately. Why? The Amr Rabbi Yochanan. Nahir nakad havikai midalit sin de seller. Rabbi Yochanan said, remember, when you could buy four sin with one seller, and those fruit was very cheap. I mean, the fish in the fiche kafim mitzvah, people were dying of hunger in Tveria, I mean, the less issues, no money. People didn't have any money. Even though, if they had money, they could have bought the fruit cheap. That doesn't make any difference. If there's no money, then it's irrelevant that there's a lot of tefillah.
What's the fact?
They're
asking for money?
What? Yeah, that the economy should get better. That the economy should get better. No. That the people didn't have work, whatever. The market fell, so they had a davening that the economy should get better. Okay.
So, the prices would go down then. There's a lot of food, there's no money.
Could be now, huh?
Yeah, so
maybe it shouldn't be a problem. No, people didn't have money even for the cheaper thing. They didn't have a penny in their pocket. So if you don't have any money, it can be as cheap as you want. You can't buy anything. So b'selo shchicha, ki zavni saw shel chitin b'selo, the hainu yoker. Right, one saw for a seller, that's expensive. Umetzuya liktos, but it was available. The chol eis batzurta. That's a batzoris. That's a food shortage. Right? People had money, except it was expensive to buy tvua, but it was available. That's only a food shortage. Most biyoker, ein most mitzios lehem, but people don't have any money, right? And even if the food is available, but you can't buy it because you have no money, that's a worse situation. Now here nani zocher, mit less iser me ein most. Nobody had any money. Okay. Go on. Says Yordan with smokim of lola ilan. If it rained for the sake of plants but not for trees, bishlam with smokim lola ilan. How could it rain for plants and not trees? Mashkachas ladosu nicha. It was very light rain. Didn't help for trees. Didn't penetrate the ground to get to the roots of the trees. But it was enough to penetrate enough for plants. Nicha v'lo asirazia. It didn't come hard that it would help for trees. Le'ilam v'lo tzmach. How could you have rain that helps for trees but not for plants? The asirazia v'lo asinicha. It was only heavy rains, so it flooded the plants, but it was good for the trees. Nicha l'zeh l'zeh v'lo l'boros v'lo v'sichin v'oros. How is it possible you had rain that was good for plants, good for trees, but not for reservoirs? Mashkachas lo da asirazia v'nicha miutu v'lo asya. It came, there was light rains and heavy rains. So the light rains helped for the plants, the heavy rains helped for the trees, but there wasn't a lot of it. So therefore it wasn't enough to fill up the reservoirs. And the Tanya yard of the boros of Sikhla Maoros of Halola, how could you have where it's enough rain to fill up the reservoirs and it's not good for trees and for plants? The Asya Bishvichusa was a cloudburst. So it's not good for the trees, too much for the trees and the plants, not all at once, but it filled up the reservoirs. Rashi, the Asya Nicha, v'amrinim b'pirka d'le'el, we learned before, mitra nicha l'peiri, right, u'l'tvua, right, light rains are good for peiros and for tvua, u'mitra razia l'ilna, and strong rains are good for trees, the Asya Nicha l'peiri, v'asya razia l'ilanos, v'shvichasa b'koach gol yosa midai, came as a cloudburst, the ena tova lola zeva lo zeh, that's not good for trees or for plants. Shuv Omer Rabbi Shvichusa Mater Dak V'Ova Yosa Midai L'Ilani Lo Mahanye D'Lavrazyei. Another pshat is Shvichusa means that it's very thin rain. It's a light rain, but it's thick, what's it called, the raindrops. So it doesn't help for trees because it doesn't come down with force. So it doesn't get to the roots. The lav razyahi, l'tzmachim nami lo shakshami merubim boin v'sholfin osan. And it's not good for the plants either. Even though it comes down lightly, but it comes with big drops, so it floods the plants. Tamar Rabban, Masriyin al Ha'ilonos b'prusa Pesach, and 15 days before Pesach, so you already what's it called fast for trees. Al Haboros v'sichin amoros afilu b'prusa chag, and you fast that there's not enough water for reservoirs, even if what's it called it's already Sukkot time. V'al kula me'ein lohem mayim lishtos masriyin aleihem miyad, and everything if there's no water to drink. Right, if the water supply for drinking is a shortage, then you fast immediately. Yeah, well, right now what Masrin means to fast. Vezeu miyad shalohem. What does that mean, miyad? It means that we start the first Monday that comes by. Monday, Thursday, Monday. Sheni v'chamishi v'sheni. V'al kulon ein Masrin aleil el b'frachi shalohem. All these things, you only fast for them in their immediate area. The Askara is a croup, some kind of disease that a whooping cough. When people are dying from it, it's a disease that really chits children. Then you fast immediately. And when it's not that bad that people are dying from it, you don't make a tainus for that. And you make a tainus for Govai's locusts, even for a small amount, because they multiply very quickly. Reb Shimon ben Elazar omer af al chagav. Not only Govai, but even Chagav, a different strain of locust. Rashi, b'prusa Pesach, b'mea Pesach, al boros sichir ma'oros, in lo yardu lahem yishamim. Right, if the rains haven't come by Pesach, and there's not water in the reservoirs, you make a fast. But there's a shortage. For Ilanos, the water hasn't yet come enough for trees, so you fast even Pesach time. And normally the rains are finished by then, but if it hasn't rained yet for trees, you fast even the 15 days before Pesach. And if it hasn't rained enough for reservoirs, there's a shortage of water for drinking, then you fast even Sukkot time. Okay? V'hashkos remes v'hentam, ne'en lohem lishtos masriyin, afilu b'prus achad, k'yimos achamaninu, even though it's the summertime, and we're not looking for rain, afilu hochi masriyin mishim l'kulam tzrichos lishtos. You still fast even then, because there's a shortage of rainwater for drinking even. That's a serious thing. You want rain even in the summer. The kulan kol elu b'frach yeshalahem, but also malchus, shekolu shomei, beiro sichmer. These things you only fast in that immediate area where the problem is, not in places around, because it's not something that travels. The askara, Buchmala the last. Pamisha nikba besof peep shall adam. Umes. Sometimes this is a disease that causes choking. Loshin ki yisachar pi dobre sheker. He saruncha misa mishuna. It's a choking death. Bizman sheishba misa shi mishulachas malechas umesimba. When there's a plague of this and people are dying from it, then you fast immediately. If it's not causing people to die, then you don't fast. Ala govai shemechales atvua, right? The locusts eat up all the grain. Kol shua afilu nira elektzas. Even if there's only a few grasshoppers, biyadua shasidim lovel arov. They multiply very fast. Ala chagav, it's a different strain of grasshoppers. Kol shu motzihu. So there's a lot of times that there are small amounts of chagav. Ve'enu mechala kol ka'arba. It's not as bad as govai as arba. Okay. Tam rabon. Masriyin al ha'ilanos b'shar shnei ha'shavua, right? You fast if there's the trees don't get enough rain to produce fruit in all the years except for Shemitah. Al ha'boros v'al-sichim ha'moros afilu b'shvius. And you fast if there's not enough water for reservoirs even during Shemitah. But you don't fast for the trees during Shemitah because the peiros are hefker anyway, so what do you care? V'pshim gamlil omer afal ha'ilanos b'shvius m'dei sheish ben parnos l'aniyim. Nicely, they may be hefker, right? But aniyim depend on them. So you fast even for the peiros during Shemitah, even though they're hefker, because aniyim can use them. There's a machlokas, Rav Kook and Rav Chazon Ish, whether you're allowed to, what's it called, a tree that would be a hefsa. The tree's going to die if you don't do what you have to do for it. It's not a malacha d'oraisa. So we say, malacha d'rabbanan, you're allowed to do during Shemitah to save the tree. The tree shouldn't be ruined. What about the fruit? So Rav Kook says, the fruit, what do you care about the fruit? Fruit's hefker. So if the fruit will be ruined, so what? And during Shemitah, it's not your fruit. So therefore, he holds, you can't do malachas to Rabbanan if only the fruit's going to be affected. The Chazon Ish holds no. Lemaisa, the fruit also is lemaisa. We want aniyim to eat it. We want people to be able to eat it. Even though it's hefker, it's not yours, but we want that there should be produce. So even if it's only the fruit that's going to be affected, you're also allowed to do the malachas to Rabbanan. From here, it's mechorim mashma, that's the machlokas over here. Right? Do you fast if the fruit's going to be ruined during Shemitah? Right, the Tanakhama holds that we don't care about it. It's hefker fruit anyway. Moshim Gomer says, no, we want it. There should be produce. The people should be able to eat it. So you fast for it, even though it's not your fruit, doesn't belong to anybody, it's hefker. We want that. That hefker fruit should be preserved. Tanya Idok, Masrin Ali Ilonus Bishar Shnei Shvua, Alabos Al Sichon Lamoros Afila Bishvias. Another Bryce that says the same thing, that you fast for trees during the other years of except for Shemitah. But on Shemitah you don't fast because the fruit is hefker. And for rain, a reservoir, you fast all the years. Afilu b'shvias. Rav Shimon Gamliel omer, afal ha'ilonis masrin ala svichim b'shvias, nei sheish ben parnosu l'aniyim. And svichim over here means, what's it called, things that grow by itself on the tree. Because svichim that grow from the ground are also midrabbonim at least, so shiloh is also midrabbonim midaraisa, but svichim, we're talking over here, svichim that are mutter to eat. There's other kinds of svichim also that are possible. They could be mutter to eat. They grow in a place, goyim by goyim or whatever. So you fast even for svichim that are edible because we want that there should be a food supply. Tanya, Amar Belazar ben Parta, Miyom Shechor Beis HaMikdash Nasu Geshamim Tzimukim. From the time Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, the Geshamim became Tzimukim. They withered, meaning that it's natural now. In the time of Beis HaMikdash, it was normal to have normal rains. And if the rains came abnormally, you fasted for it. Bizman Hazeh, since the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, there's no such thing anymore as normal rains. There's no normal year. The Bechlau, it's like a Makas Medina. Sometimes it rains, sometimes it doesn't. It's the nature has changed. So there's no natural rain cycle anymore. Therefore, Lechora, you don't fast with these kind of things. That's what the Gemara is making. La'olam. Sometimes the rains come a lot. There's no more natural thing that just rains come normally. Sometimes there's a lot of rain, sometimes not. It's nature has changed since the Beit HaMikdash was destroyed. Some years the rains come in the proper time. Sometimes it doesn't. It used to be, before the Beit HaMikdash was destroyed, if it didn't come at its proper time, you knew that it was a minas shamayim. Here, the whole system is not normal, so it's natural now for sometimes the rains not to come. It's not a dafka maka minas shamayim. It's just that sometimes the rains come in time, sometimes not. Shona shik shomer yordim bizmanam, when the rains come in their proper time, lemahu dome le'evet shenasim l'rabo parnasos ube'echad b'shabbos. Right, it's like an Eved who got paid on Sunday. So he has now the whole week to take what's it called and use his parnosa properly. Nimtzus isa nefesh ketikuna, he has time to make the dough properly and bake it properly. Venecheles ketikuna, and eat it properly. Shona she'en geshomer yordim bizmanam, where it rains late. So lamahu doma, what's that compared to? Le'evet shenosim l'rabo parnosos be'erev Shabbos. Somebody got paid on Erev Shabbos. So now he has to rush to prepare it for Shabbos. Nimtzus isa nefesh shelo ketikuna. Now the dough is baked improperly, fast. V'necheles shelo ketikuna, and it's eaten shelo ketikuna. Shona shek shomer merubim. Some years there's a lot of rain. L'mahu domeh le'evet shenosno rabu panosu v'azachas. And he got paid all at once. So nimtzus rechaim toknos minakur. If you grind a lot of tefuah at once, you lose from a tremendous amount, the same amount you would lose if you ground a little bit. Right? In other words, if you have a lot of tvua, some of it sticks to the grinding stones. But the same amount sticks to the grinding stones, whether you're grinding a lot or you're grinding a little bit. So if you only have a little bit and it sticks to the grinding stones, you lose percentage-wise a lot more than you lose percentage-wise from a lot that you grind all at once. Nimtzes iso cheles min akor kamo cheles min akav shana shikshameha mu'atim. But if there's little rain, l'mahu dom, l'evet shenosim l'rab v'rasim ma'at ma'at. He gave him a little bit at a time. So he had to grind each little thing separately. Nimtzu rechayim asher tochlos min akor tochlos min akav. Nimtzes iso kamo shenacheles min akor cheles min akav. You lose percentage-wise a lot more by having to prepare it little by little. Dover acher. Another comparison. When there's a lot of rain, it's compared to la'odim shemagabalus atid. Person is making cement. Yesh lo mayim rabim, making clay. He has a lot of water. Mayim einam kolim. The water doesn't run out. Atid megubal yofa. And he gets to make clay. The clay is made properly. In yesh lo mayim muatim. But if he only has a little bit of water, mayim kolim, the water runs out. Then you don't make good clay. Same thing over here. If you have plenty of water to begin with, you can deal with it. You can function with it nicely. If you don't have a lot of water, then you are not able to do with it what you have to do. Rashi, b'shar shnei shvur de shmita. So for Ilanos, you only fast the years that are not shmita. Our b'shmita lo the hefker ninos. The fruits anyway hefker. So what do you have to fast for? Afilu b'shvius kol shor tzrichim l'shtiyo v'achol pishak shomim mo'ilim v'karka b'shvius. And what's it called? And the Rabbi Shimon Gamliel holds even b'shvius. So Rashi's mashma because not because of the fruit, but because you need water to drink. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel omer masriin ala ilonos afal asvichim shor shvius she'enim chashuv in kol kach because it's parnosa for the aniyim. The aniyim might eat it. Smukim sheyordim bekoshi meloshim v'shadayim tzomkim, something that wither, raisins or tzimukim, because they wither up. So they, what's it called, the rains come with difficulty, so that became nature change. So you don't fast if the rains don't come in the proper time, because anyway there's no more normal rain cycle. L'mahu dome parnoso shekol ha-shabbos kula nefesh ketikuna sheyesh lo pnai lafosa. If you get your parnasa, if you get your money or your grain early in the week, you can deal with it slowly and properly. But if you get it at the end of the week, then you have to do everything rushed. If you have the tvua all at once, you can grind it all at once and lose percentage-wise a lot less than if you have to grind a little bit at a time. Nimtzes reichayim b'masho cheles min akur shekein derosh mishtayr min akemah reichayim. Some of the flours left in the grinder, in the what's it called, the mill. The chen kshagshomim yordim merubim. Similarly, when it rains a lot, umarbiin esaoritz, and it floods the ground, good in a good way. Masho hayu troshim bolim min harov bolim min amil. So there are water runs off or whatever, and some of it gets wasted. But the percentage that gets wasted from a good gezunta rain is very much smaller percentage-wise than the amount that gets ruined from a small rain, right, is much more a percentage of a small rain than a big rain. Masha ruach min hasheves or bolas min haro bolas min amir, or some of it gets evaporated by the wind. So the same amount gets evaporated or runs off from a big rain is from a small rain, so percentage-wise you lose less by a big rain. Nimtzes isa areva shaloshin bois habotzek shemishtayer b'shuleha mino. It's the same thing. When you knead the dough, some of it sticks to the kneading trough. So again, it's the same amount sticks whether you're doing a lot of dough or a little dough. Just percentage-wise, it's a bigger chalik of a smaller dough than a bigger dough.
Meimav
Mayim Enam Kalim, you have plenty of water, so you can make the clay very good. Now you can make as much clay as you want, but if you don't have enough water, then the clay isn't made well because you run out of water.